Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. 2 Samuel chapter 23 verses 6 and 7 say this, "Worthless men are like thorns that are thrown away, for they cannot be taken with the hand. But the man who touches them arms himself with iron and the shaft of the sword, and they are utterly consumed with fire." The worthless are compared to thorns, dangerous, disposable, and ultimately consumed by fire. Here's what's going on. Rejecting the reign of Christ leads to destruction. The kingdom of God has borders, and only those who acknowledge Jesus as king will enter in. And so many in the world resist Christ's authority, believing they can rule their own lives. But this passage warns that rejection of God's kingdom results in separation and judgment. True freedom is found in submission to Christ, not in self-rule. Thorns are not only useless, but also harmful. Farmers don't cultivate thorns. They remove them to prevent destruction to themselves. And in the same way, those who reject God's truth and oppose His kingdom, they'll be cast out. The world promotes self-reliance and rebellion against divine authority, but the end of such a path is separation from God. Scripture is very clear that Christ will separate those who belong to Him from those who persist in rejecting Him. And it's a sobering reality, but one that should motivate us to seek Him earnestly and call others to repentance. And so we must evaluate our lives. Are we truly surrendered to Christ, or are we living in ways that reject His authority? Here are three ways that you can pray this devotional. Pray for a heart fully surrendered to Christ's reign. Intercede for those who have not yet accepted His Lordship, and ask for boldness in proclaiming the truth of His kingdom. Here are two peoples that you can pray for: Brandon and Brittany Lingle and their family are missionaries in Thailand, and the Vietnamese LifeWord broadcast for the people of Vietnam. And here's one last thought. To reject the King is to embrace destruction. To accept the King is to inherit eternal life.